The Trump administration calls gender-affirming care harmful and says it needs to protect children from irreversible harm. Surgery on minors for gender dysphoria is very rare. This year, the Montana Supreme Court permanently protected gender care for minors. Community Medical said in a statement, the regulatory and legislative environment is changing too fast for them to continue offering gender care. Hospital officials declined an interview request. The nearest option for E and her daughter is a 7-hour drive to Seattle Children's Hospital. She doesn't know if she can afford that trip.
And it's just heartbreaking.
Lindsay Dawson with the Nonpartisan Health Policy Research Group, KFF, says hospitals across the country are dropping gender care for minors because of the federal funding threat.
And this includes in both red and blue states and purple states as well. So there have been reports in California, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Montana now.
Now that the hospital in Missoula has dropped gender-affirming care for minors, it's no longer available at all in Montana. Many families feel betrayed by hospital administrators who end gender-affirming care for minors, despite it still being legal. Transgender youth are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their peers. Liz is 18 and transgender in Missoula. Community Medical Center ended gender care for those under 19.
I feel it's their job as healthcare providers is to stand up to this and to say this is care that saves lives, which they didn't do.
Liz fears for her safety